Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. We're on the program here at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Sometimes I do a monologue, but I'd rather interview people. And today I have a wonderful guest interview, which I'm so glad that she's here. So you're going to learn about the business that Kathleen Collot has, and I hope you'll take a pencil and paper and have them handy so that you can take some notes, because Teachable Moments in Business is all about giving our listeners an opportunity to learn new information that they can apply to their own endeavors, whether they're the owners of a business or work in a business, or perhaps we have people who listen to this show because they're thinking about starting a business. So there's a lot to be gained regardless of where you are in your life and in your working world. So, Kathleen, welcome to Teachable Moments of Business here in Flemington.
Hi, Vicki. Nice to be here.
Well, it's wonderful that you are here, and you had contacted me about wanting to be on the show, and I'm always looking for some interesting people, and after having read your website, it looks like you're an interesting person.
Thank you.
So you're going to talk a little bit louder, because I don't hear you.
Sure.
Yeah, so get closer.
Okay.
And you have accompanying you Wes Covart, who's over to my left, but he's going to be you're observing, right? And and he may coach you on a word or two if he wants to make sure that you're mentioning everything that our listeners need to be aware of,
right.
I'm sure. So I'm glad that you're here. Let's just do a little introduction to what your business is all about, and then I'll have we'll have a word from one of our sponsors. I don't know if I'll do the weather today, but we'll see. Although a weather report, I did hear that we might get some snow again tomorrow.
Yeah.
So the name of your business is Pure Energy Presentations and Intuitive Guidance. That's mm-hmm. a mouthful, and it sounds like mm-hmm. you do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can share with our listeners what exactly your business does, just get us grounded on where you're coming from with this business.
Okay. The main love that I have is teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I have studied very many topics my whole life. I love education. I love learning. And the primary areas of interest, when I first went to college, I studied philosophy. Then I changed over to psychology so I could start helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went into education so I could teach. But then along the way, I had an interest in metaphysics, different spiritual disciplines, and what I've done is I've woven together or synthesized all these interesting things that I've learned, and I've put them together, and I create my own presentations, and I go around to different places. I teach at Warren County Community College, Northampton County Community College, but also local hospitals and smaller venues, and I bring these presentations that, like I said, is a, a synthesis of really interesting topics, bridging together the more research, scientific aspects with the more esoteric and spiritual aspects. And the aim is really to help people become aware of who they really are. And those questions like, what is the nature of reality? I think we're at a paradigm-shifting moment in time where we can really say, are we really just solid? Well, there's things like quantum physics that says, no, we're not what we seem to be. And so I help people explore those ideas of who they are, the nature of reality, in a way that's very down to earth and fun.
Yeah.
And that's my main passion. And then I'm very intuitive. I've also been very empathic, sensitive to people my whole life, and I've studied that. And that also makes me question reality because I know I've had experiences that cannot be adequately explained by the current science. And so I've tried to explain for myself, how can I do all this? How can I know this? And so I meet one-on-one with people who are also at a point in their life where they want to explore themselves and understand themselves from a slightly different perspective than maybe, you know, they might be at a point they want to branch out and do some new things, or just, again, understand why maybe they've had patterns in their life that have repeated over and over. And so I, with my intuition, can help them pinpoint, like, well, when you were younger, this happened, and that hasn't really been adequately healed. So you're having these patterns repeat in your life to maybe go back and heal the emotional and psychological distress that is really still there in your system.
That's interesting. You know, what's I'm sort of going into a little direction here that I warned you about. But in church on Sunday, I think the minister, I think that's where I heard ministers make a comment about someone stating that they wondered what they were supposed to be doing in their lives. Mm. And that's the kind of person you would help. And my mother, who died back in around 2003, she was almost 89. When she was maybe 10 or 15 years younger, she said to me one day, do you ever wonder why we're here? Mm. And those two things really lead me to think that those individuals and many people like them would be tremendously helped by your coaching them and helping them, you know, delve into where they came from, what experiences they've had in their lives, and perhaps uncover what they could be doing very well that's satisfactory.
That's exactly the type of issues I like to deal with. I feel like for myself, this work that I've been doing, I capitalize work, work with a capital W, I say, because it's my soul work. Mm-hmm. It's why I'm here. And it's really only after all these years that I can look back. It's always been an interest. But I had so many experiences that led me to certain people and certain situations that help me understand things. And now I can look back and see, like, almost like a guided path that, you know, I thought this was different than that, but now all of a sudden I see that they bridge, that there's some similarity in the underlying philosophy of what these two people were talking about. And I can see that I've been almost guided on a path to do my work in the world. Mm-hmm. And so I can help other people who are at a similar place, wondering all these disparate things that they've been doing. I bet you there's a common thread that would run through them, and my intuition could help them figure that out.
Okay. You've given me a lot of thoughts to discuss with you. I'm going to switch to one of our sponsors, and then I'm going to come back. I don't think I'm going to do the weather because I'd rather... I want to get more into this, but I do have my sponsors.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
My guest today is Kathleen Covart, and her Covault. Okay, I'll pronounce it correctly. Terrible with names sometimes. And her wonderful husband, Wes, who's here to coach us in case we need some more input, although he may not say much at this point. You know, what's interesting to me, in comparing what you've said with regard to my life, I've worked I was a secretary. Then I went into sales I was a customer trainer with Xerox, and then I went into sales for Xerox. I was the first woman selling for Xerox in the state of New Jersey. Went through their older sales training program in 1976, which when I was about 10 years old, I started a manufacturer's rep agency in the pet industry. I'm the first woman to do that. So I had administrative selling. I did a lot of marketing, which my peers did not do, and that's why I've been in business for such a long time, I do believe. But all of a sudden, in 2001, I had an opportunity to teach, and I had already taught some classes in selling skills based on what I had learned. Went on to become a certified guerrilla marketing coach. I've taken other courses through ISO 9000 in marketing and selling, and I have counseled thousands of small business owners and entrepreneurs. What you said about being able to merge all those experiences in dealing with people, I do the same thing as a coach in business. Mm-hmm. And when somebody comes to me, I ask them a few key questions, and I get a sense of where this discussion has to go in order to help them, mm-hmm. and what information I need to help them identify, and I give them homework. But it comes to me, and I will, because of the SBDC counseling that I do, I meet people for an hour, so I have to get a lot done in a short time. And it's amazing to me how this all of a sudden gels in my mind, because I'm so familiar with a lot of different businesses and how they work because of all the counseling I've done, thousands of people, literally. All these things come together for me in a way that I can help them and guide them with suggestions. And I know that if they follow my suggestions, it'll work. Yeah. It'll help them to achieve the goals that they've set for themselves. Or maybe we can set goals for them. Maybe they haven't gone that far. Mm-hmm. But I think that's what you do, mm-hmm. with all the years of study that you've done. Mm-hmm. And that's to die for. I mean, I think that's very so special.
I love what you're saying, because you're also saying how intuitive you are and that you're picking up. You have a person come to you and they're sitting there in front of you. And like you said, in an hour's time, you've got to ascertain where they're at and the best path forward for them. And that's intuitive. And so you're picking it up because you've also got sort of, I don't know if you call it like a worldview, but a construct of this path that have possibilities. There's something that my husband Wes and I talk about in cognitive psychology. And one of the things they say is that it takes about 10,000 hours to become an expert. And in
you write that down. Because mm-hmm. I teach selling skills, and I tell people selling's not easy. Neither is marketing.
And so they have to practice. You have the hours put in. And in years past, we used to really honor the older people in the community because they had the hours put in. They became experts in whatever it was their community was doing. And so I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I want to grow my business because I feel like I have so much to share because I have put in the time and the passion. And same with you. You've gone on these different places, but they've woven together to be something very special,
yeah.
Very special. And only you have that beautiful quilt to share.
Yeah, it's true. Years ago, they used to say that the average salesperson was not a good marketer, and marketers are not good salespeople. And those are my two areas of expertise and interest. I work them together. So, for example, somebody will come to me and they'll say, "Oh, my marketing's not working," but I've listened to things that they've said, and I get to the point where I say, "I don't think it's your marketing; it's your selling skills that need to be fixed."
Wow!
But I can
you hear it, like you said,
I can
you hear it.
I can transition into that, mm-hmm. and then I can combine the two thoughts, the two areas of skills that you need to develop. But it's always fascinating to me, and I'm sure you do the same thing. You deal with someone or a group of people, and all of a sudden you begin to see the ideas and the thought process gel.
Yes.
And I think it's very exciting.
Yes.
And it wouldn't have happened less than 10,000 hours ago.
Right.
In fact, I belong to a bunch of networking groups and have for many years. Other ones, I had mentioned to you that I'm a member of BIG and BW Nice and the Chamber here at Hunterdon County. But I've been the president of another chamber group and other networking groups that I've gone to. And I've met people who were coaches or mentors. And I would think to myself, how can you do that? Because you've never worked in a given business. How can you coach somebody? Now, some of these people have taken courses to teach mm-hmm. them how to work with people.
Mm-hmm.
But I question if they haven't had those years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a missing link there. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's really, really, really interesting. You know, we talked about your target audience, because that's one of the first questions I asked people. Who do you want to do business with? Mm-hmm. And in the pet, if you were in the pet industry and you had a pet product and you said to me, my target audience is anybody with a dog, I say, well, you can't do any business with anybody. It has to be somebody. And that leads us into identifying specifically, if we can't name the people that we want to serve, we need to name the organizations and the individuals who know the people that we mm-hmm. want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
And so share with the with that in mind, what I'm looking for is that you would have no more than three or four vertical target categories of people that you're going to reach out to. And you have to assemble those contact names and use databases. Most business owners don't have decent databases or CRM system, customer relationship management systems. That's another problem. But at any rate, you've mentioned several categories of organizations that will get you to the end user, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So who are those? And what would you say you have three or four primary categories?
The people that tend to be interested in my classes or coming to me privately, I've noticed, and it's because of experience that I've come to this,
mm-hmm.
they tend to be women, older women, whose children can take care of themselves and are now at a place in their time they're thinking about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the perfect person. They want to explore new things. They want to explore themselves. That's the perfect person to come mm-hmm. to one of my presentations or to come to me privately. There's another group I didn't mention to you. And again, it's my experience. I have a couple of wonderful 20-something-year-old nieces and nephews. These young people give me hope. So we're talking about how it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert like mm-hmm. us. But there's some young people that really are the hope for me of the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're so passionate about the world, about exploring, about pushing boundaries, not going by what you should do, but what's in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing really cool things. And they inspire me with their enthusiasm for life. And like I said, moving around, finding their passion, it's wonderful. And when those young people open up to say they want to explore a more spiritual element, mm-hmm. Then they would come to me too. They want to explore.
So I'm going to interrupt you. How do they find you?
Well, again, I go to the community colleges,
okay.
and the community colleges advertise. Okay. So that's excellent.
Okay, that is good.
Perfect. That's excellent. And then I have my Facebook page, and my nephews and nieces are my friends, so that's always
that's
good. And then I go to places like these little shops that sell crystals. Mm-hmm. I go to yoga studios that have a lot of beautiful young people that come.
Yeah.
So I go and I teach at these places, and then those places help advertise for me to their own clientele.
That's perfect. So we're looking at schools. We're looking at storefronts, like you said, the people that have crystals and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be also some healthcare products maybe that they
sell. I go to hospitals, too.
And then you have hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And then the yoga, and there may be other organizations similar that fall in the same category as
mm-hmm.
yoga.
That's right.
And there may also be some professional health providers, groups of them that might be areas that you would work through to get to your target audience.
Mm-hmm.
So here we're talking about four or five vertical categories. Separate them into those four or five categories, they become your target audiences, and that gets you to the end user.
Okay.
And so it's that's a problem that a lot of people have. They don't realize that to get to the end user, if they don't know their names, they have to find them through people that know people.
Mm.
So that's exactly what you've done. Which is perfect.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
<You're> I'm proud of you.
Yeah, good.
But that's wonderful, and they endorse you, and
yes.
And then you get the word of mouth also.
Yes.
So that's one thing that I do recommend, and you may be doing this. A lot of small business owners don't use a call to action to get people knocking on their doors. And that's something that I often have to talk to my clients about. Give people reasons to want to know more. Give them the steps. In other words, go to your website, get on a mailing list, make a phone call. Some companies may give a complimentary assessment to a client to see if it would be a suitable match for both parties. So there's any number of reasons why that you can give to people to want to know more
mm-hmm.
and to knock on your door. Because I think for some people, it's difficult to find that target. They know they're out there, but they have trouble. They don't know how to find them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know where they are. They don't know how to find them.
Mm-hmm.
You've solved that.
Mm-hmm.
You've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And having that call to action to knock, as I say, knock on your door
mm-hmm.
is just so important. I'm going to stop for a moment, and we'll have some of our sponsors' messages, and then I'll come back.
Okay, great.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. This program is being recorded not only on Facebook, but also on the Hunterdon Chambers website. So we encourage you to not only listen to us again and watch us on Facebook, on Teachable Moments in Business on Facebook, but also to listen to the archive. So if you go into the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce website, there is a link on there for the Hunterdon Chamber radio programs, which are podcasts, and all of the hosts are listed on that site with the dates of their programs. So today, of course, is February 19th, 2019. But go and listen to some of the other programs. They're fascinating. It's and I have a guest coming again next week who actually runs a motel here in Flemington. And we're probably going to do some brainstorming because they're new people that just took over the motel, so they're looking for ways to reach out to the people in the community. Uh-huh. To get them aware of their facility and what they have to offer. So there's always something new that we're doing here with this program. So you, I tell people, if you don't solve a problem, you don't have a business, right? So you solve a lot of problems, mm-hmm. and with the experiences that you have, you help people to enhance communication and to be more productive in their work and in their workplace. Mm-hmm. Are there some comments that you'd like to make about that?
Well, I have a new class that I put together on conscious relationships, I call it. And it's a class that I think is really important because it strengthens your awareness of where you are energetically in the moment. So Eastern philosophies would say it's good to center yourself. And there really is something to that. When you feel centered, you feel that serenity, that calmness, that clarity. But living life, you have an event happen, and often it's a relationship of another person. And they say something, and you might have buttons, and they push your button. They don't even know they're doing it, but they push your button. And what happens is, energetically, I call it, you shift off center, and you go into either anger or blaming or fear, many, many different emotions you can shift off to. And if over time you keep going to that emotion, it's like that field of emotion starts to grow. It almost becomes its own sub-personality. And within that field, there's something called state-dependent thinking and state-dependent memory. And what that is, there is the Greek playwright Sophocles. And he said, to the person that is afraid, everything rustles. And what he meant by that is, if something happens and you go into fear, all of a sudden a whole bunch of things are going to be fearful. And you're going to look out at the world and sort of be clouded with the emotion that there's things to be afraid of. And what you have to learn to do, and this could be, you could get pulled into being judgmental or critical. And so you're blaming now the person in front of you. You're being very critical and not very empathic towards them. And all the times that people were doing something wrong, and you just all of a sudden remember kind of vaguely all those terrible times when people treated you the same way, because it's in that field that you're in. So you have to learn to be aware that you're likely to shift when certain things happen. What are your likely buttons to be pushed? And then it's a sense of being in touch feeling-wise with where you're at. Are you in your center or not? What does that mean? And if you realize that you're not, because you may have a tone of voice associated with this field or sub-personality, a certain tone of voice, mm-hmm. you might, you know, maybe you get angry and you could, you know, there's a different tone there. You might have different facial features, body posture, mm-hmm. okay? Maybe if you're feeling victimized, you sink down a little bit more and talk a little softer. You become aware when you're in that. And then, and this is a little difficult, as much as you can, you pull yourself back to your center. And it takes practice. You have to know when you're not there and when you are there. From your center, you then can choose. I believe it's really only in your center that you have free will, because then you can see clearly. Then you have options of how you're going to act and not react.
Yeah.
And so I teach this for the workplace, just for your life relationships. And I think it's a very powerful teaching to help people get in touch with what does it feel like to be center, mm-hmm. calm, okay with everything,
yeah.
and what does it feel like to get pushed off center? And then when you make decisions, you're only making it from that point of view. It might not be a good decision, and you have to apologize or change your decision later. So it's a really good for a lot of people, a life lesson kind of class that I have.
Well, this leads me to think about the conflict that's going on in the workplace with regard to the interaction between the generations, mm-hmm. because you have the baby boomers. There's still some of them left working, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Generation X, the Ys are the millennials, and now you have the new the Z generation, and those people are in high school and early college and are beginning to emerge into the business world. They all come from different places. They have different mindsets based
yes.
on happenings in the world, the economy. There are so many factors that influence their thinking. And for that reason, you can have conflict in the workplace. Have you run into these situations where people have to center themselves when they realize, or let's say it's an older Generation X, we're working with a young millennial?
Yes, and the first step is exactly what you said, to be aware that you've grown up in a certain cultural paradigm. That paradigm influences how we see the world, how we understand what the world is, what the boundaries of reality is, and what can't possibly exist beyond that. I believe we're at a moment in time that the paradigm is shifting, and I think it's a very excellent time period. But there is a clash between paradigms. So I'll give you an example that I give in my classes. 1632, Galileo. He gets a new tool. It's his new toy. It's a telescope. Hardly anybody has this thing because you have to make the lens a certain way, and they didn't have that ability back then. But some people start making these telescopes.
Okay.
And he looks up into the sky, and he can see Jupiter. And he sees these dots, they look like stars, around Jupiter. But he keeps really great notes. And every night he goes out and he sees that these little dots around Jupiter are moving, and then they move back, and then he doesn't see them again. And then he sees them, and then they're moving and they go in front of Jupiter, and then they go around, and then they come back, and then he doesn't see them again. He realizes that they're moons and they're circling Jupiter. In Galileo's time, there was what was called a heliocentric, well, that's what he came to, a heliocentric. It was a more, he had a time when it was more everything revolves around the Earth, okay? So that all the planets revolve around us, the sun revolves around us. I mean, you could see why the moon rises in the east and sets in the west. So does the sun. It goes up. So everything looks like it's going around us. But he gets a new tool. Also, Copernicus had just made some theories that actually everything's revolving around the sun, at least in our solar system. And so Galileo helps find the proof that these moons go around Jupiter, that means not everything's going around us. And he tries to tell people. He gets in such trouble with especially the church that he gets put under house arrest and he's made to recant what he's been teaching. He almost gets put to death, but the church people liked him, and so he got to live in his house but not teach anymore. That was a clash of paradigm. There was a new tool, a new way of thinking, but the older culture, there's no way. Of course everything revolves around us. They couldn't see, because they didn't have the tool, they couldn't see what he was saying could be true. I think we're at the same sort of point in time, that we've thought of the world as very scientific, materialist, because there's been this spirit versus matter. Mm-hmm. But now it's sort of coming back where we've, like I've mentioned before, we get quantum physics. We get people like me who can do things that aren't in the materialistic world view. And so I think the older people have to realize that everything that you thought was true is only because of the culture taught it to you that way. That there's many different ways to be in the world. There's many different ways to understand the world. And so this new generation is coming with their understanding. I'm not saying it's true. It's just their understanding. Right. And they're involved in that. So my hope is that my teaching is, wherever you are at, just be aware that just because you think it true doesn't mean that it has to be true for somebody else if they're coming from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And be aware that the world's huge. You know, there's many ways to understand the world. And if you're in your center, you can listen clearly to what the other person's saying and maybe not have as many filters blocking and reacting to what they're saying. So really understanding from your center what's going on, I think, allows you more option to, like I said, take it in as opposed to filter it in any kind of way.
Well, do you have exercises or a thought process that you share with your clients so that they develop that sense of being centered?
Yes. One excellent way is, again, if it's a very Eastern technique, it's getting in touch with your body, because your body is here and now. And so I teach breathing techniques where, and I tell people this too when I talk about like stress reduction, whenever people are anxious, worried, they might breathe shallow, and that means they don't take a full, long breath. They just breathe from up here. Mm-hmm. Breathe deeply. Understand what that means. But focus more on the exhale, because people like, you're going to breathe in and it doesn't really go. You have to focus on the exhale so that you release all the ook air that's in you, carbon dioxide, whatever, and you release that out. And so you blow out. Okay. And then allow the air to come in and blow out and allow to. And you do that a couple times. That just that in itself helps clear you. But then you can do things like take your attention down to the tips of your toes and tighten them up just a little bit, and then relax them. And then your calves, and then your thighs, and then your back, and then up and down your spine and your arms. And so I lead people through exercises where we tense and then relax the body. Mm-hmm. When the body is relaxed, the mind tends to follow. And when you're in that relaxed state and you're breathing fully, you tend to be in your center. You're in touch with the present. You're in touch with the now. You tend to be in your center.
That's interesting. Because when I do a lot of public speaking and teaching, like we talked about earlier, how I get places early rather than be late. I like to get to wherever I'm going to work early so that I can center myself.
I bet you take a couple deep breaths.
I do. And get a lay of the land and settle down. Mm-hmm. And then when the bewitching hour, is upon me, I'm ready to go.
Right.
But if I were to rush into it, that's that place.
Yes. And you'd be in that rushed personality, that energy. And so you're aware that you don't want to be in that energy.
That's exactly
That is an awareness.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I teach. Be aware of what energy you're in, because that will influence how you're going to interact.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you want to be there to calm down you because you are aware of your energy when you feel calm.
Exactly. Well, I had an opportunity I sing occasionally, and I was had the opportunity to sing at a memorial service for a friend of ours that had passed away, and I got there early. That's what when I told you I was someplace this weekend, that's where it was.
Right.
I got there early, went up to the stage because I was about five steps up, and this was a gymnasium. There were 300 people in the room, and I didn't know how many were going to be there. But I got there early. I got my podium set up. I got my music set up. I looked around. I just wanted to feel comfortable being on that stage. Mm-hmm. And the gal that was accompanying me came up. We went through the music. But there was a calming effect because I allowed that time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what people have to do to mm-hmm. you know, feel...
Yes.
Feel that helps you to be successful.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Be aware of yourself and give you the time to get into that state.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the good news is I don't think I hit a flat or a sharp note. And I got all the words in. Sometimes I mess up my words. I did the words. So anyway, that was fun. So anyway, even though it was a memorial service, it happened to be very well done by those people conducting it. Let's see. How are we doing on our time? Oh, gosh. I missed a bunch of... let me go. I'm going to go into some more of our sponsors, and I'm going to come back because this is so interesting. So bear with me here.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
My guest today is Kathleen Kovalt here in Flemington at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. This is our studio. Someday we're going to have a fancy studio, so I can't wait. The name of her business is Pure Energy Presentations and Intuitive Guidance. You had mentioned to me that you often help is it the business owners or the employees in a business as to how they can be more effective in learning?
Yes. Well, I teach, I have had a lot of students over my lifetime. And there is a theory that I love. It's called the Theory of Multiple Intelligences. It's by a Harvard University professor, Howard Gardner. He developed it in like the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. The idea is that intelligence isn't just one thing. You're smart or you're not, or you take a test and you get a good grade. And, you know, it's that we all have he would say eight intelligences. And so, for instance, some people are more visual. So this could be a student or this could be an employee. If you have something that you're trying to help somebody learn, a task, it's really great to be aware that people might learn differently than you learn. And so you might be saying something, but maybe you're saying it over and over again and they're not quite getting it.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, you doing the radio show, you must be very good with your verbal skills. But I am a little bit more, and you sing, so that makes me understand that you're a good verbal person. Do you read a lot?
Not as much as I should.
But you like?
I read, you know what I read? I read information related to the classes that I teach or the counseling that I do.
Right.
I don't read novels.
Right.
I read business stuff. I have a huge library of business topics on all, you know.
Right. That's okay. So you get a lot of knowledge. You understand. You process information through words. And you're very verbal. Now, a person like me, I am very visual. I'm verbal too. So the idea is that everybody has all eight intelligences, but we have them in different strengths. So I'm more visual. So, for instance, if you were to tell me something, I wouldn't probably remember it. I have to jot it down because I have to look at it later. I have to look at it. If you're teaching me something and you're telling me how to do it, I'm like, it's kind of going through one way or another. You're out the other. I'd like to see a chart or a graph or a visual of any kind. That's how I will remember the information. So there's visual people, and so charts, graphs, any kind of visual, that's really helpful. The other thing is, in an environment that, for those visual people, you want things that are organized, a place for them to work where it's organized, mm-hmm. because otherwise clutter will distract them. They get visually distracted.
I can see that,
mm-hmm. So, and then there's people who are very body oriented, and those are the people who need to touch it, to manipulate it, to turn it around and figure it out. And so again, if you gave that employee who was very strong there a manual, if they're just going by the reading, they might not get it. But if you can take them to the place where they have to operate something and teach them while they're touching it, while their body is getting that information, they'll learn better. So there's many different ways for many different employees of how to teach, and helping to understand how each employee is the best thing.
Right.
Or if you don't know, you present your material in a bunch of different ways. There's some people who like to learn in groups. You know, they like to talk about it. They like to have a dialogue with somebody else. But then there's some people who like to learn by themselves. So all that dialogue is too much for them. So the best thing to do is to think about it like this, and to present your material in a bunch of different ways so that depending on how the person learns best, there's something there for them.
You know, this is interesting. I teach classes on trade show marketing. And I do that because I've worked with so many exhibitors who didn't really conduct themselves well in a trade show booth environment.
Hmm.
And they were missing the boat. They would say that the shows were not effective. And many of the companies I've worked with have tangible products. So I explained to them that they need to not only have the product on display, but give it to people to try it and touch and feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned that people, they retain very little information when they hear it as a rule. But when they see it and they touch and feel it, the retention goes up. So then I get them to say, I tell my clients, if they have a trade show booth, I say, now, after you've explained the product to them, you should let them do it. And then, if they brought their friend in, ask them to explain it to their friend. And the retention goes up to like 85%.
That is one of the things I say, is if you can teach it, you will learn it.
That's right. Yeah.
If you can teach it, you will learn it.
Right.
That's wonderful. And so you can have mentoring. You know, you can have a person that's even fairly new. If they mentor somebody else, they'll learn it even better.
Exactly. So this, and people don't think about this. So that's part of the training that I do.
And that's your experience.
And when they do it, they find, gee, this really works.
Right.
It does. We're going to be running out of time here. So what I'd like to do is to ask you to just repeat the name of your business, your website, how folks can get in touch with you, mm-hmm. phone number, all of that would be really helpful.
Okay. All right. So my name's Kathleen Kovalt, and I am Pure Energy Presentations and Intuitive Guidance. If you'd like to get in contact with me, I have a phone number, 610-905-3718, and my email is pureenergy@ptd.net. I have a website, and on my website, I list all my upcoming events that you can see where I'm going to be and what I'm doing, and that is pureenergylady.wixsite.com, and you have to put in /presentations. So I'll do that again.
Please.
pureenergylady.wixsite.com/presentations. pureenergylady.wixsite.com/presentations. Pretty long. Then I have a Facebook, Pure Energy Lady.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is I found you just by, I think I typed in did a Google search on your full name. So it's Kathleen with a K.
Mm-hmm.
And Kovalt, C-O-V-A-L-T, and then I just typed in Pure Energy, and that really got me to your website.
Okay.
So, of course, if people can't find the we do have time here. I want to make sure. Just look at this list. You got a 2-page list of all the places that you already have
so
lined
far.
Up. So this year,
I know I have more. Yeah.
So. Your next presentation will be Strengthen Your Intuition for Everyday Use at the Northampton Community College on March 9th, Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m., 1 to 3 p.m. But you're going to be also at Gaia's Gifts in Washington, New Jersey on March 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a huge list.
Yes, and that's on my website,
and
too.
And this is on your website.
Yes.
This is perfect.
Yes.
So, folks, if you just type in Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N-B, Kovalt, C-O-V-A-L-T, Pure Energy, you'll get to your website,
mm-hmm.
right? And they'll find you. They'll find you in a few places, I think.
Yes, yes. And I also have on there, I do personal phone intuitive readings. So there's a place where you can actually use PayPal and pay ahead of time, and then I can have a phone call meeting with you, and I can do one-on-one with people.
Oh, that's wonderful. So that's how you work it. That's great.
Mm-hmm. So I can do a phone meeting or a Skype reading,
mm-hmm.
and you pay PayPal so you don't, you know, we can be separate physically.
Yeah.
And intuition is just as strong in distance or time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter. I pick up just as much right here or over the phone.
Well, I've often talked about women's intuition, so.
Yeah.
Do men have intuition also?
Absolutely they do. Absolutely.
Wes, would you agree with that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But I do think there is something about the feminine voice rising right now. There is something about the feminine energy coming back up, and women just tend to have a little bit more feminine energy.
Yeah.
So there is something to that power. Yeah.
Okay, so again, this is Kathleen Kovalt. Her phone number is 610-905-3718. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. The name of my business is Rushmore Mentoring Group. I'm based in California. I'm going to give you my phone number, too. I'm looking for folks who would like to be interviewed on the program and also for suggestions on people that I should be interviewing or certainly topics that you'd like us to concentrate on. And my phone number is 908-832-9544. I'm based in California, New Jersey. And we'll have to have you back again.
Oh, thank you.
This has been fascinating. I just love all of this information.
Thank you.
And And I hope that you'll also capture the files yourself and you can send these to other folks.
Definitely.
It's a way to help you and your marketing program.
Thank you so much.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, thank you.
So thank you very much for listening today. That concludes our program, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting,
and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes, it's still a dynasty.
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3. Then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive.